Tafsir Kabir, Mulana Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, who was a very famous Mufassir, a commentator of the Quran, he mentions a story of Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Alayhi. He says that once Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he was going past a house who was also someone who was a debtor to Imam Abu Hanifa himself. And when he was walking, he accidentally stepped in some mud, and that mud, because it was wet, it went onto his shoe. So because he wanted to take that mud off his shoe, he took off his shoe and started to scrape the mud off of it and started to put the shoes together. And because of this, some of the mud went onto the wall of the house of that debtor. Seeing that the wall has been filled with that mud, he went and knocked on the door of that debtor and he told him the whole scenario. And because that person was in debt to Imam Abu Hanifa, he all of a sudden got a bit anxious and a bit worried that he hasn't paid the debt yet and he's come to take back the debt. So Imam Abu Hanifa stopped him and said that, "I'm very sorry, I've made your wall of your house dirty because of the mud that was on my shoes." Seeing the immense fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the hukuk al-ibad, the rights of the people of Imam Abu Hanifa, that person who was also a disbeliever, he said to the Imam that, "Before you clean the mud off the wall of my house, clean the mud and the dirt that is on my heart and make me read the kalima and make me become a Muslim." So subhanAllah, we see from this story that how important it is that we look after the rights of the people, the rights of our neighbor. Even someone who is in debt towards us, we should be nice towards him and keep his rights in mind as well. And inshallah, this can have such a beautiful effect that it can also cause a person who was a disbeliever of Islam come closer to Islam and accept the religion of Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.